You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We're about to play Rattle Off as we kick off this commercial-free hour. However, I need to just kind of throw down with Josh right now. We were talking off the air about soup.
Josh, come here.
Oh, he's all fired up. He left the room. He's talking to other people about this.
We were talking off the air about soup, all right? And he said something about chili. And I go, well, chili's not a soup. And he goes, chili is totally a soup because you put it in a bowl and you eat it with a spoon. And I'm like, well, yeah, well, you do that, soup. You know, with like, you could do that with mac and cheese.
Cereal.
You could do it with cereal.
Cereal's technically a soup. It's a cold soup, right?
Would it not be?
Technically be a soup.
It's cereal soup. Now, what was your argument about the base?
Well, the base is a liquid. Like, when you say you could technically do that with mac and cheese, you strain it. You strain all the liquid
mac
out of there.
Mac and cheese is not a soup.
It's not a soup. But when you put chili in there, you're filling it up with, like, the broth and the whatever else is in there.
I agree
it's
with
a liquid
that,
base.
You said as long as you put it in a bowl and eat it with a spoon, it's a soup. And that's why I'm like, I disagree.
I think he changed his argument when he was walking out.
With the liquid base, it is a soup. Because like a chowder, a clam chowder, that's also a soup to me.
Yes. Because that's what started this whole argument is that he was considering clam chowder to be a type of soup. And I'm like, I think chowder is different from soup.
So chowder is its own...
It's in its own camp. So is chili then? I mean, chili is just essentially a beef and bean soup.
Yeah.
Look, I'm on a website called thepioneerwoman.com.
I love her.
Chili isn't a soup. Mostly because it usually is more solid than it is liquid.
I don't know if I can argue against her. I do love her recipes.
She's really good.
She's good.
The Pioneer Woman?
Yeah.
Well, why can't it just be a thick soup?
Yeah, why?
So when you got to break down the difference between soup and chili and stew.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask. What if you have like Campbell's chunky soup that is just as thick as chili?
Which is chunks of meat and beans.
And it's a soup. I got to call the Pioneer Woman.
Get me somebody from the chili factory.
Here's what I think.
What?
Because you were talking about the base.
Uh-huh.
Liquid.
So if you've got a chunky soup, that is soup with chunks put in it.
Whereas chili is
mostly the chunky stuff, like the meat and everything else. Then you add some liquid to it. So I think it's what goes in...
First.
I think it's the base that you were talking about.
What if you put the liquid in first to your chili?
No, but I mean in terms of where it's really coming from.
I mean, I agree with you. I see your point. I can see where you're coming from, but I'm still like, if I'm eating, you know, you can put the Fritos in the bowl, and it's still like a soup. I'm eating it with a spoon, but like a chili dog is completely different. Like that is... You're putting the chili on the
You
dog.
Don't want to put soup, like
no, you
chicken
wouldn't.
Noodle
See,
soup
I'm
on a hot dog.
Almost talking myself out of it.
Somebody here says chili is a stew, not a soup.
Okay, well, what's
because
a stew?
Because of the cooking method, not the appearance.
Now, where does bisque fall into all this?
Fair question. So as I see it, we've got soup, bisque, chowder,
now, bisque
stew,
is smooth and creamy.
Chili.
Smooth and creamy. That's a bisque.
Yeah, So that's not a soup?
That's not a soup. That's a bisque.
So what's the difference between tomato soup and tomato bisque? The creaminess?
The thickness of it. Tomato soup is waterier.
Waterier?
Waterier. And tomato bisque is bisquier.
Does anybody else really want soup? That sounds so good.
Wait a minute.
Like with the bisque, you can float things on top of it. It's so thick.
Tomato soup is usually made with either vegetable or chicken stock. Tomato bisque is made by adding cream or whole milk. The dairy is what makes it thicker and creamier, which gives it the defining traits of a bisque.
And then when you eat it, you go, bisque, please.
Yeah.
So there's
Can we all agree
there?
That all of these are delish?
Really yes. good. This oh time gosh. Of year especially. Wow.
So good.
All right, let's play. The whole reason this came up is because we were going to do types of soup as a rattle off.
And then we
category.
Got into like, what if somebody says chili?
Yeah, right. So I don't think we will do that as a category today, but it might be forthcoming.
Yeah.
Another day.
It might happen.
Let's get players right now to play rattle off. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Lines are open right now, so the first few people to get through will definitely get on the air and hopefully be able to play the game. Here's how the game works. We give you a category like types of soup, And in 10 seconds, you must rattle off five examples of that category. Our winner on Friday was Lacey. She was the swim mom.
Right.
And she won with five Julia Roberts movies.
Good job, Lacey.
Way to go. All right, who's going to play today? 303-691-1MIX. Lines are open. You should call us immediately. 303-691-1649. What about a prize? Do we have a prize?
Yeah, our winner's going to receive a four-pack of tickets to the Wings Over the Rockies Air and Space Museum's brand new exhibit called Planet Pioneers. You're going to explore, adapt, and survive on another planet while encountering hands-on experiences, Dom. Like driving a 4D exploration vehicle, flying a virtual drone. You can experience G-Force in a spinning capsule and much more. You can also purchase your tickets today at wingsmuseum.org.
All right, we had two lines open up. A couple of people dropped off, so let's fill them up. 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. Amber was the first one to get through today. Hi, Amber. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
So good. I always like to ask on Monday mornings, what was the highlight of your weekend?
So we went to the Parade of Lights on Saturday, which was a great time. It was super fun, of course, but we had a fun time.
Well, that's great. Fun. That's nice. Yeah. It's a parade, though. Yeah.
Did you bring any treats or anything with you?
We did not. No, it was a last-minute decision, so we actually were not very prepared. Thankfully, it wasn't very cold, and we found a good spot. So,
All right. Well, that's good.
I have to admit something. Denver resident for over 30 years, and I've never been to the Parade of Lights.
Yeah. Wait, when I was a kid.
Did you?
No. Yeah, you're not missing much.
Hey, Amber says it was the highlight of her weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're into that kind of thing, the crowds are really intense.
That's the thing. It's a lot of crowd. It's a lot of the public.
Yeah.
And a lot of Christmas music.
Might be too much public
it's
for us.
It's almost too much public, yeah. So thank you for enjoying it for us, okay?
Yeah, that's funny. People are like, hey, you want to go to the Taste of Colorado? And I'm like, it's too much Colorado there.
Yeah,
it's,
too much. Too much.
Too many representatives.
Too much Taste of Public.
I like the taste of my kitchen.
That's right.
Amber, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I think I'm ready.
Okay,
listen, for everyone who's on hold to play, even if Amber wins, do not hang up. Why? Because we still want to talk to you and find out what was the highlight of your weekend. In fact, another line opened up, 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Amber, 10 seconds. We are looking, in 10 seconds, we want you to name five. These can be real. They can be animated, fictional. It doesn't matter, okay? Real or fictional. We want the names of five famous lions or tigers. Five famous lions or tigers. Ready? And go.
Oh, my gosh. I am drawing a blank.
Uh-oh.
I don't think I've got anything.
Think Disney.
None?
Disney. Time's up.
That was awful.
That was really bad.
Wow.
Sorry.
Don't apologize. We're fine.
Apologize.
It's embarrassing for you.
Yeah.
It's a little embarrassing. That
it really is.
People are going to be talking about the call they heard with Amber all day today.
She could name one lion.
I should use a fake name, huh?
Yeah, you should have. Hey, this is Tina.
Oh, my goodness. Okay,
no,
well,
listen.
Anyway.
Listen, you're still adorable and charming, and we appreciate you calling, okay?
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.
Bye,
okay,
Amber.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. People keep dropping off the line.
You know, where are they going? I'm seeing
that. Do we have phone issues? Huh.
People must not like lions. They heard lions and they bolted.
That's it?
That's it.
Mm. Is your name pronounced Shekina?
Shekina, Long Island.
Shekina.
Shekina, that's pretty.
Yep,
origin of that name, please.
It's Hebrew. It's from Exodus in the Bible.
That's pretty cool.
I'll be darned.
Well, yeah. What'd you do this weekend?
Well, I need to know your highlight of your weekend.
It's going to sound really stupid, but we cleaned out one of our storage unit, and it was just a huge, like, relief. So that's...
It was time. It was time. You had too much stuff in there.
Do you mean... Are you talking about, like, a storage unit, like one of those, you know, you store it, you lock it kind of places?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was in there?
Dishes. My fiance worked at a music studio, so music equipment. Just random house
stuff. What'd you do with it all?
Yeah. Some of it we're selling online, some of it we're using, some of it we donated, just kind of everything.
Did you close up the storage unit? You're not paying for that anymore, or do you still have it?
Yep. Nope, all gone.
Nice.
How much was that each month, by the way?
It was $140 a month.
How long have you had
it? You're getting up there close to $2,000 a year. That's when you start saying, why do we just
You're just paying to
pay
store your junk, yeah.
To store our crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, and before we got engaged, like, we were both in apartments, so it was really hard to, like, have and combine the two households and stuff. But at the time it made sense. But now that we have this space, it was time to get rid of it.
Get rid of it. Good.
I wonder if that's a segment for our show.
What's in your storage locker?
What's in your storage unit? What's in there?
Maybe.
Like the TV show Storage Wars.
Storage Wars, yeah, where you go and bet on all those lockers,
Or it could be like Silence of the Lambs, Shekinah, where there was a human head
no!
in there.
Not in this one. Thank
Don't.
God.
That's creepy.
Yeah. No, thank you.
Oh, that's funny. All right. If Shekinah gets this, everyone who's on hold, stay on hold because we still want to talk to you. But maybe she'll get it. We don't know. We'll find out. 10 seconds, Shekinah. Let's find out if you are a poker player. I need 5 poker hands. 5 different hands in poker in 10 seconds. Ready? And
yes.
Go.
Full house, flush, or is this a straight flush? Oh my gosh. Royal flush.
No.
Darn it.
I don't know if I repeated. Oh my gosh.
You said flushed too, which was funny. Flushed.
Right. You did not get 5, I know that.
You didn't.
Which is too bad. But
I am not a poker player, so that was actually pretty decent.
Listen, we're glad you called just to chat with us and give us an idea for a future segment on our show. So thank you.
Thank you. It was wonderful talking with you guys.
Nice
All
meeting
right.
You.
Have a fun day, Shekinah. See you later.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Who's next, Patrick? Hey, Patrick.
How's it going?
Just chilling, bro. Right.
What was the highlight of your weekend?
I went and saw some lights with my wife and daughter, and then we bought a new couch.
Lucky guy.
You went and saw some lights.
Where were the lights at?
I think somewhere downtown Denver is all the trees, and then they had free hot chocolate and stuff over by Cherry Cricket.
Oh, okay. All right. That's nice.
You know what would have been really funny is if they had just gone and looked at traffic lights driving around.
Right.
We just
look,
went and
honey,
looked at lights.
Look, they changed.
Yeah, our guy stuck at a red light for a couple minutes.
Yeah.
What do you do for a living, Patrick?
I'm in the Navy.
Thank you for that.
Huh. Where do you park your boat in Denver for the Navy?
Don't do that.
Wherever it gets in the way of people.
Tell me about this couch, Patrick. Did you find one?
We did. It was it's about the same size. We have a 3-seater and a love seat. It's about the same size, but it's one piece. Left seat and chase. So
isn't couch shopping the worst?
It's the worst.
It's like you got to sit. Yeah. You got to try to lay on it and look all natural.
You feel like an idiot in the store sitting on a couch and everyone's
sitting there like
you
never sit like that, like straight up, you know.
Yeah.
And then you lay on it like you're watching TV and you feel all awkward because you're laying.
Yeah, you should lounge on it because that's how it's going to be treated.
Yeah, we were trying to get a feel for it, and some a woman walked up and just said, I need you to move so I can take a picture.
You're like, why don't I stay here and you can take a picture?
Yeah, get a picture of me on it.
Yeah.
It's a picture of the couch in action.
That's right. Yeah, I hate couch shopping.
It's the worst. It's second worst only to mattress shopping.
And then you sit there with your wife and you try to snuggle on it a little bit in the middle of the store, and that's awkward too.
You know, that's the best part.
Because the next thing you know, I'm like on top of her on the couch. And
yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
My shirt's
Patrick,
off.
Patrick, thank you for your service to our country. We appreciate that.
Yeah, it's just a job.
Oh, boy.
In all my years of thanking service people, I've never,
never
had that
heard
response.
That. That is...
Ever. Ever.
Glad you're on our side, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks for your enthusiastic service, Patrick.
Yeah.
10 seconds. In 10 seconds, give us five brands. We want the brand names of bottled waters. Five different brands of bottled water, Patrick. Water, you know, like your boat goes in. Ready? And go!
Purina, Aquafina, Deer Park, Life Water, Smart Water.
Life Water and Smart Water are two different brands. Is that right?
I know Smart Water is.
I don't know what Life Water. I'm looking up Life Water. I'm looking up Life
Water.
Oh,
yeah. That's, life WTR. Whooper.
And did you say Purina?
Yeah.
I'm sure they make dog water.
I might have said Purina, but I meant...
I'm looking up. There's actually, no Purina water.
Well, there actually is.
There is? There's a Purina bottled water?
It's HydraCare. No, that's...
That's HydraCare. That's not the same
thing. That's different.
I don't see Purina bottled water.
I don't either.
I think I meant Pure Life, but I said Purina.
Yeah, we can't give it to you, boy.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. Sorry. Yeah.
Your ship was sunk,
good.
Man.
Map, map, meow.
So close.
You gotta walk the plank now, my friend.
Well, we better let you go.
Thanks for calling, buddy.
Yeah, you guys have a good day.
Thank you, sir.
All right, bye-bye. I'm going to chalk that up.
To what?
One of the top 10 strangest calls of the last month.
He's just chill, man. He's just chill.
And I'm never going to forget.
Not a care
Thank
in the world.
Thank you for your service to our country. And the response was, "Nah,
yeah,
it's
just
a job.
A job, bro." No, it's not.
God.
Man.
Yeah, we went and looked at lights. It's a job you do with the family.
He sounds tired. He's fine.
I don't even think he was in the Navy, to be honest with you. Hello, Paige.
Hi.
Hey.
Paige, what was the highlight of your weekend?
The highlight of my weekend, we did a tour of the Highland Ranch Manor and got Santa pictures with my one-year-old, and he didn't cry.
Hooray!
Success!
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
We've had pictures taken. We had some family pictures taken out at the Highland Ranch Manor, I believe.
Mm. Yeah.
It's a pretty spot. Pretty.
It is. It's gorgeous.
Gorge.
Very good.
Glitch.
What's your one-year-old into?
You know, he really likes pulling Kleenex out of boxes and blowing raspberries on me anywhere that he can find skin.
Same.
And throwing shoes. Great.
Same.
That's good. Throwing shoes.
What's on his Christmas list?
That's
no idea. I guess I'm making the Christmas list.
Yeah. What are you getting him?
What
do you get a one-year-old?
What do you get a one-year-old?
I have a baby office desk for him. Like, it's got like a laptop toy and little books that he can flip through and an atlas on it and all kinds of fun stuff.
An office toy.
Yeah.
Get him all ready for life in a cubicle.
Yeah,
right.
That's great. Yeah, we got him a little cubicle set and a little copy machine.
Son, forget about childhood and playing. We're getting you ready for the office.
Oh, my God.
Heck yeah.
Paige. Get him a teeter totter or something.
Get a flamethrower, for God's sakes.
Fake Kleenex box for him so he can pull out.
This kid's really into Kleenex, isn't he?
Wasting all of my Kleenex. He is. It's crazy.
He's a snotty kid, man.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
At that age, it is pure magic, though. When you pull one out and another one's there, you're like, holy crap. It's a great time to be alive.
It is like a magic trick.
It's magic.
He doesn't know what it is.
That's, yeah. That's funny.
Yeah.
Oh, gracious. Well, let's play some rattle off. Are you ready? What do you do for a living, Paige?
Yeah, I am a receptionist.
All right. Does the company treat you well?
Yeah, they treat me really well. I enjoy it a lot.
Good.
Good.
That's good.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah.
Wish we had a receptionist. We don't.
Mm-mm. We have the desk.
We have an area for a receptionist, but we have no receptionist. So it's just an empty desk.
Need to fill that.
Well, it's been how many years, Jer? Five?
Doing fine so far.
5 years, maybe? No receptionist. Yeah. I don't like it, though. I'm on record as saying I think our company's making a mistake. I think we need a receptionist up front. Mm.
It's a very important job.
Nobody comes here anymore, though.
But they should come there.
They don't.
But they should.
For what?
For interaction with our listeners instead of sending everything to them electronically and sending them to Ball Arena to pick up stuff.
Gotcha.
Face to face. Personal touch, Paige. Frontline troops, man. Whatever. Company doesn't listen to me.
Whatever.
It's a job.
It's just a job.
Oh, Paige, what's your... You know what? I'm going to give you this category that we were talking about before. I said I wasn't going to do it today, but I am going to do it today. 10 seconds. Give us five types of soup. Five different soups. Can she do it? Ready?
Okay.
And go!
Tomato basil, chicken noodle, Italian meatball, Italian-style wedding, and chicken and starch.
Time's up. Time is so up. This is cream of chicken, cream of mushroom, cream of potato. You got four. You could have just said tomato soup.
I said tomato basil.
Tomato basil and then tomato. It's two different soups.
Oh.
No.
Well, it doesn't matter. You only got four anyway.
No, darn.
Come on. It was the easiest one. Paige?
Oh, Paige.
Oh, well.
But you know what? We love talking with you.
Yeah, you're a nice person.
Well, thanks for having me.
Have a good day.
Well, you bet. I hope you have a great day, okay?
Y'all too.
Y'all too. Bye-bye. Bye.
We got no win. Let me make a note. No winner.